This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now they come home for seven games, and it starts tomorrow. Tomorrow, as I'm in for Steiny, Bonte Hill, Daryl the Guru Johnson, have a fun on a Friday. We've got Evan Giddings in the building, Carter as well. But they start tomorrow against the Pistons. Kay Cunningham, Duran, Beef Stew, Isaiah Stewart. They're playing well. Malik Beasley's hitting the three ball. Normal Frank, Dennis Schroeder.
I'm balling.
Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder revenge game, goo. How about that? But I'm going to be off. I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous because it is the Pistons coming to town, but I'm really, really happy because it's a special thing that NBC does every single year. They need to do it. Everybody needs to do it. Women's Empowerment Broadcast.
Awesome.
Hosted by the great KB, Kareth Burke, who joins us right now on the River Islands guest line. Is it the time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And my sister from another mother, Kareth Burke, who's doing a hell of a job. Love working with her. You like KB. That, KB? KB, I got off of mommy duty right now to call us in, but tomorrow's broadcast, let's break that down. Of course, I'm happy for you, Zena, who does an excellent job, Natalie Esquire, Kyla Mills. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll be watching you ladies. KB, what up?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks, fellas, for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. And how about those does? First of all, let's talk about the broadcast and what it means to you to have this special broadcast every single year here at NBC's Sports Bay Area. How long have you been doing this now, the Women's Empowerment Broadcast? What, 3 years now, KB?
Man, I want to say, yeah, 3 or 4 years. It's really nice that NBC Sports Bay Area and the Warriors are on board with this. Remember our pal Kate Scott hosted one of these? It's a nice way to assemble some of the talent in the Bay. Always an honor to be part of this.
Kareth, I can't wait. It's awesome. You do a great job. So we'll all be watching to support you all. I want to just start with full transparency. I was down before this trade was pulled off, and I was down because I live with my, you know, I love with my heart, and I was thinking, you know what, this team is deficient in a few areas. The vibes were kind of, you know, off a little bit for me, you know, and the verbiage was a little weird. What has surprised you most since the inception of Jimmy Butler with the Warriors in this run?
It's hard to put my finger on it because, like you, I mean, I really appreciated Andrew Wiggins. He was such a great locker room guy. He did play good defense. Jimmy Butler, and he's only had 2 home games with the team yet, so I've only talked to him sparingly. I'm eager to get to know him a little bit more. But it seems like there's just a difference in attack. Or maybe, I think Draymond called it a-hole? Like, I think they were missing something. Swagger. Why don't we call it swagger? Let's stick with that word a little bit. But also, the way that Jimmy helps balance the offense, too. The way that he attacks. I mean, he told you on the post-game show, he likes bully ball. He does not shy away from contact. So he's attacking the rim and getting to the line, and that's the way that the Warriors can control a game in ways that they didn't do previously. Like, it is stunning to see the Warriors get to the free throw line 30 times in one game. What?
Right. What? Incredible.
What? I mean, what? We're talking about the Golden State Warriors. Is that right? So, yeah, there's just been a little bit of an identity shift that's been extremely fun to watch, and that's showing up on the scoreboard and the standings.
You're so right, KB. Free throws made per game since Jimmy has arrived. They're third in the league. A free throw percentage, they're first in the league. And you mentioned it, 29-32 last night against the Brooklyn Nets. Jimmy Butler goes 10 of 10. First time a Warrior has made 10 free throws without missing one since Jordan Poole was aboard. And what it's also done has reinvigorated Stephen Curry. And what a road trip for Steph. Gosh. The numbers, 51.5% from three, 55 from the four. And then the fans, like, KB, I couldn't just get this whole road trip. There were so many 30 jerseys. Like, I thought they were at Chase Center last night, KB. What about Steph and what he's doing? Because a lot of people start to say, oh, he's a little washed. He's getting older. Is he worth the 60? And I'm not hearing any of that right now.
Well, when Steph has the right pieces around him, look what he still has in the tank. And Steph still had that belief. But yeah, I think about all those frustrated games that he had earlier in the season. The Warriors would get down and there was kind of that feeling of, okay, we can't come back from this. Now, and I don't like that they mess around a little bit, but now they do have the firepower and the swagger to come back from that kind of stuff. So you do see this reinvigorated Steph, because it had to be frustrating for him to give it his all on some knees that are getting a little bit creakier, like give it his all, play 36 minutes, maybe have a 40-point game, a 30-point game, and not get the W. Like that can wear somebody down. We know Steph is built different, but he still wants to compete and win. And I think back to something he told me at Media Day, because he was coming off that gold medal game. He has MVPs, he has championships. And it's like, Steph, why do you still play? You are at the top. What's still motivating you? And very clearly, he said, a fifth championship. And I think when we see how the Warriors are playing right now, they do have that belief that they can be a contender this season. And we're going to see them fight for the next 19 games of the season.
No doubt. And I'm excited, KB. I don't want to sound like a homer. So if I do, I'm okay with it. It won't be the first time. What if I were to tell you or ask you, do you think the Warriors are the greatest show in the NBA right now?
Ooh. You know, because I haven't seen a lot of the Cavaliers in the East, and I'm sure Boston would grumble about that too, I would say Steph Curry is the greatest showman. Let's do that on a player level.
Michael Jackson. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, 100% it's Steph Curry. But yes, I believe the Warriors need to be back in that national conversation of a hell of a lot of fun.
No, he is a great showman. It's a night celebration is taking the league by storm. It's saw Joe Lacob doing it from courtside. The assistant coaches are doing it, and they're playing well. And now this homestand, KB, because Jaguar and I were having some fun in the first segment, trying to dream big as we're talking to the great Kareth Burke here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. KB, the seven-game homestand is going to tell us a lot, I believe, about who the Warriors can be. And I also want to see the final piece with Jonathan Kuminga and what that looks like here. Is it okay for fans or people to dream and say, you know what? They are a dangerous team in the Western Conference right now. Have you seen enough to say they're going to wreck shop in the Western Conference playoffs?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I do hear the criticism, well, like, okay, during the span, you played the Hornets twice. I mean, you lost to the Sixers. Like, okay, I can see people are like, the strength of schedule here hasn't been fantastic. But it's the consistency in the play, the high-level play, no matter what the opponent is. Like, when the Warriors are getting 30 more assists in a game, you can tell that the offense is running well. Everybody's getting their touches. When they're charging up the are they second right now in defensive efficiency?
Yep,
I think there is a first or second.
Yeah, they're so first. Yesterday, KB, entering the game last night, I believe they were second in both offensive and defensive ratings. Mm.
Okay, yes. Those are the types of things. Okay, I can put the opponents aside in that kind of situation. And you see how the Warriors are playing no matter who they face. Okay, but then, yes, let's talk about strength of schedule going ahead. You know what? I don't even want to overlook that Pistons game because they're surging too. But I know we're putting a lot of attention in the seven-game homestand on that three-game cluster of the Knicks, the Nuggets, and the Bucks. Mm. So, yes, bring that on, especially the Knicks, who are going to have a memory of what the Warriors did at the Garden, and hopefully they'll have Karl Anthony Towns back as well.
Yes, Kareth, and I was telling Bonte there's nothing better right in life than talent, but more talent. And you mentioned Jonathan Kuminga, and Kareth, everything is immaculate. I'm excited, but I'm fixated on, will it be 15 games? Hopefully, 16 games when he comes back, but how much, thought do you give of just imagining Jonathan Kuminga, coming back? Because that's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah, he's going to be an extra special ingredient if he's the Jonathan Kuminga we saw before that ankle injury. And we have every reason to believe it would be that way. And thankfully for him, he gets to come back to a team that's not struggling. So there's not going to be that extra pressure of come in right away, have a double-double, be this explosive guy. He can have a little bit of a runway. It is tough to miss this much time. It's the longest injury of his career. Mm. What is it, pushing 30 games right now?
Yeah, I think tomorrow will be 30 games.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I do think we need to understand, like, this is, it's going to be, even though he's a very talented player.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's going to need 5 games, 10 games, like a collection of games to start looking like himself. And hopefully that will happen before the postseason, because we know that he can be an element, an X factor that changes things.
KB, real quick, my boy Evan Giddings has one for you. He hosts the Warriors postgame show here at 95.7 again. We got a quick one for you before we get you out of here.
No, Kareth, I was just wondering, Brandon Pajemski left the game last night, supposed to be day-to-day. Wondering if you have any update on him and just what kind of impact you've seen from Pajemski. He's been playing great basketball, and it looked like the game sort of shifted when he left, and I don't know, if he does miss time, what kind of absence he leaves for this team?
That's a great question. The Warriors don't practice today, so I don't know. I haven't been able to see BP. I don't know if there's any updates. You know, when you see a guy go out with a lower back injury, you think that's going to be a long flight home from New York City. So hopefully he was able to be comfortable. But there's somebody who came back mind clear, looking fresh after he went through a long-ish injury. I think it was 12 games with his abs. And now, I mean, when he can play alongside Jimmy Butler, when he can play alongside Steph Curry, two players who make everyone around them better, we got to throw Draymond Green in there too. You want somebody like BP who brings that hustle, who brings a little bit of an a-hole himself, taking charges, kind of not really playing like how young he is. So to be determined how long BP is out and what the Warriors do if they are missing somebody in the starting lineup.
There's no doubt KB in the 19 games he returned from the injury, the right abdominal strain, 14 points a game, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. The three-point percentage has dipped a little bit, but the field goal percentage at 45%.
Wow,
he was moving that rock. He was connected to the offensive defense. Point of attack defense has been really good. So, yeah, they need BP here, that second ball handler and playmaker. But, KB, I know you got a big
day
tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
You got to go change some diapers right now. So go change little man's diapers. Make sure the milk is hot and ready to roll. KB, I appreciate the time, and go kill it tomorrow. We'll all be watching.
You got it. Thanks so much. Really looking forward to a great game.
Absolutely. Kareth Burke, man, going to host Warriors pre- and post-game live tomorrow.
Dope.
Always on the pre- and post-game shows with a great analysis on the team. She has a great pulse of the team. She breaks it down. She studies. She knows her hoops.
Her love money with and KB. Dalton on Dubs Talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it's over, you're over. I'd love
it's
to
like
segue.
It's like an extension. Yeah, no, it's like an extension.